All right, I'm not a narcissist, but I know that my loved ones, they smile when they see a photo of me and my beautiful child, whether it's a glimpse of the kids being silly, a magical moment from a vacation, or a sentimental memory from years past. Skylight Frame brings your favorite memories to life right in your home. So this holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving: memories. Whether it's for grandparents who adore seeing the grandkids' latest antics, or a friend who loves capturing every moment, the Skylight Frame is the perfect gift to bring joy and connection into any home. It's also really easy to use. You can set it up instantly, share instantly, just a 1-minute setup. You don't need an app or a subscription. You get anyone, any age, can set it up. It also has this gift mode, the ultimate surprise. You can preload it with your favorite photos before gifting it. And then when your loved ones plug it in, they see all the special memories right there immediately for them to enjoy. It's better than social media. Skylight Frame is a great private way to share photos without sharing publicly or having to print hard copies. Come on. It also looks beautiful in your home with HD resolution. And for a limited time, you'll get 20% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to ca.skylightframe.com/hockey. That's right. To get 20% off your Skylight Frame, just go to ca.skylightframe.com/hockey. That's ca.skylightframe.com/hockey.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look not at the big picture, at the very small picture, just at next week's NHL schedule, because we're going to be trying to target players that we want to add to our fantasy teams in our head-to-head leagues for those bottom roster spots, those players that we call streamers, that they're not going to be here for a long time. They're just going to hopefully be here for a good time, get a few extra games played to give us the edge, hopefully also produce in those games if we do this correctly. Look, last week, which I guess by last week, I mean this week, I'm recording this right now, Saturday at 8 p.m., not a great streaming schedule. Guess what? Next week, not much better. Like, a good streaming schedule for a week, that's like if you have a bunch of teams playing on off days, you have, you know, a lot of options of players that you can stream in and get like 3 extra games versus the player you drop. Next week, it's kind of like last week. And look, Jeremy did a great job coming in last week. Really appreciate him coming in and trying to give us the edge here. It's going to be a lot of the same. And Jeremy's advice that really stuck to me is like, on a week like this, maybe you don't necessarily, you know, use all 4 of your moves to maximize games played. Maybe you're looking more at like, can I just upgrade a roster spot on my roster, you know, get a player that maybe might actually be a, you know, full season hold if things break right. So that might be something you'll want to consider, because here's the schedule for next week. We've got Thanksgiving right smack in the middle on Thursday. So there's no teams playing that day. Tuesday, there's 2 games. So that's like basically a nothing day. Sunday is a quiet day. And then it's like the flip of a normal week. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Those are the busy days. Okay. Monday, we've got 22 teams playing. Wednesday, almost the whole league is playing. Just 2 teams aren't. Then Friday, 28 teams playing. Saturday, 24 teams playing. And then, yeah, Sunday, 10 teams. So that's a good streaming day. But yeah, so it's going to be tough. Look, like, there's always the possibility that you're going to be able to fit someone in on the Monday. You've got to check your roster. That obviously changes the calculations a little bit. But if we're just looking at teams that play Tuesday, and that there's no games Thursday, right? So basically Tuesday and Sunday, there's only 3 teams that I can tell you that play Tuesday and Sunday. So 2 guaranteed days that if you add a player on that team, you'll get both of those games. So we'll look at those 3 teams to start, and then we'll see if there's anything else we could mine here. But yeah, look, that's how it's going to be. And the 3 teams are Boston, Montreal, and Vancouver. Okay, so that's how we're going to start off this show. And unfortunately, these aren't even the most exciting teams to stream from. So they're definitely making this hard on me. Okay, I'm going to try to make this. I guarantee this isn't going to go in the history books as the most valuable episode of Matchup Maximizer you ever listened to. But we'll do our best here. Okay, so let's look at the Boston Bruins. They're going to play on Tuesday against Vancouver. Then you've got, well, Wednesday, but it doesn't matter. The streamer is not going to get in your roster. It's against the Islanders. Friday against Pittsburgh, you're not going to get that game. And then Sunday against Montreal. So we're targeting like a Vancouver and then Montreal streaming schedule, which isn't that bad. 2 home games. The Bruins, unfortunately, just have been really bad lately. They're not scoring a lot of goals. like, you've got David Pasternak not even that great. And when you're like, you know, star guy who's supposed to be a top five fantasy player is even producing, it's really hard to target other players. Also, the lines have been shaking up a lot. Also, the coach has changed. So it's very hard to predict even what the deployment will be. I'll tell you what the deployment has been so far for this game against the Detroit Red Wings. It's currently 1-1 around halfway through the game when I'm recording this right now. The Bruins have been rolling Pasternak with Zaka and Geeky. And then the top power play has been Marchand, Pasternak, Lindholm, Zaka, McAvoy. So all the guys you'd expect to be there on the top power play. And I guess Morgan Geeky is a bit of a surprise on the top line. Then you got, I guess you also would want to see who's playing with Marchand, Lindholm, and a guy named Justin Brazeau, who actually scored a goal today, a power play goal from the second power play. So look at that. So in your super deep leagues, I'll tell you right now, I guess Justin Brazeau, if he's going to stick on the, I think of Brazos from Only Murders in the Building. I don't know if anyone watches that show when I see this name. Okay, so who are we targeting? Look, I just don't have much faith in anyone. Like, I wish I could just give you a golden name. You know, I guess, like, Pavel Zaka, look, he's top line, top power play. That's, if I'm channeling my shams here, it's like, but I feel like I've said this also, everyone says this, right? Do you want a guy on the top line and top power play? If you're going to target a Bruin, Zaka has obviously fallen. He's only 10% rostered now on Yahoo, and for good reason. So, look, like, you could probably get him. There's no guarantees, but if Boston is going to go off, like, these opponents, you know, are teams that they might be able to score against, Vancouver and Montreal on these streaming days, I have to do it. I guess Zaka is going to be one of your top streamers of the week. And you know what? There still is that possibility that he can turn into a season hold. Like, it's not the least unlikely thing. Like Zaka did pace for 62 points last year. He's got the same opportunity. Obviously, a lot has changed. Bruins aren't as exciting of an offensive team this year, or a defensive team for that matter. That's where you're going to go. And then if you're not going to get Zaka, you can go for like a Morgan Geeky. You know, you obviously want someone playing with Pasternak. I mean, I guess if you're in a shallower league, I wouldn't be surprised if an Elias Lindholm has been dropped at this point, right? Like, he stinks. He has one goal in his last, what is it, 6-7 games. We'll see. So far, nothing today against Detroit. So at this point, yeah, Elias Lindholm is only 48% rostered. So if you're in a shallower league and he's been dropped, probably for good reason, but obviously he would be your top streamer now to get a couple games. Then you can reassess. It's a bummer that second game is all the way until Sunday. So again, this might not be the week to use my advice. It might be the week to just look at your free agency and look at some of the actual players that you have really a lot of faith in that have been dropped. But you know, like, maybe Elias Lindholm does fit that bill. Like, you know, Pasternak might turn it around. I hope so. I have him on my couple team. It's been a disaster since I traded for him. What was I thinking? I don't know. Whatever. But look, so yeah, go for a Lindholm, go for a Zaka as your second best bet, then go for a Geeky, I guess, as your third best bet, then go for Justin Brazeau as your fourth best bet if you really feel the need to go for a Bruins streamer. That's the best I can do for you. Let's look at the next team giving us a couple of off-day games next week. That would be the Montreal Canadiens going up against Utah on Tuesday, then Boston on Sunday. It'll potentially be the battle of the streamers between you and your opponent. If you grab a Habs, they grab a Bruin. We'll see how it turns out. Montreal has been doing some things lately. Montembeau's turned things around. If he's available to add it out of free agency, he's doing well again. Like, maybe what we've seen is that he can like get blown up again, but right away I'm looking now at today's game against Vegas. We're halfway through almost. Only one goal against for Montembeau, 13 saves, not too bad. So maybe this could also be a week. This was advice Jeremy gave last week also. Take a look to see if you could, you know, if you don't have two for sure starting goalies on each of these busy days, maybe you're streaming in a goalie. Montembeau might be someone to look at. He probably won't get Tuesday and Wednesday, but it's Tuesday against Utah, Wednesday against Columbus. I mean, with Columbus and how they've been scoring a bit lately, I'd rather definitely he plays Utah, who doesn't score very much. So maybe that's your top streamer if he's out there, is just get Sam Montembeau, who probably plays three of these four games. And this is with two back-to-backs, but I'll bet you, I wouldn't be surprised if Montembeau still plays three of the four. Caden Primo, not him. Unfortunately, it's not looking like Montreal's got some good goalie prospects coming up, though, so they'll be fine. So let's see, what are the lines Montreal have been rolling against Vegas today? We've still got Kirby Dach over on the top line. It's Suzuki, Kirby Dach, and Yaroslavkovsky, leaving Cole Caulfield to play with Evans and Newhook on the second line, which obviously is like not ideal. If you're a Cole Caulfield manager, you're obviously not happy seeing him split from Nick Suzuki like that. Obviously, that's more of a topic for Brian and I on a mega show, and look, Caulfield has been fine. He has 5 points in his last four games going into today's game against Vegas. As far as players that you might be able to stream, I guess, yeah, you got to look at this Kirby Doc, right? If he's playing on the line with Suzuki and Slafkovsky, Doc is only rostered in 4% of Yahoo leagues. Seems like a pretty obvious guy to consider. The problem with an episode like this is especially for a week like this, where we're only looking at two streaming games, and the last one is on Sunday, the lines can easily change, right? So, I mean, if Kirby Doc is going to be a top-line player, that's what you're going to want to go for, and it's as simple as that. And good luck to you. I don't know. I don't want to be like so just like... I don't have like a super ton of faith in Doc. He's not doing too much, right? He had an assist a couple games ago against Columbus. He's also on the top power play lately. Like, this is Elias Lindholm again. Like, I could just... Except, like, rostered a lot less. So if you can't get Elias Lindholm, if you want a guy who's top line, top power play... Also, I think Lindholm's a lot more likely to hold that spot than Doc, but... This is how it goes. Like, obviously, it would be great if I can give you a guy top line, top power play, scorching hot. That probably it's pretty rare to find someone like that as a streamer. So Kirby Doc might be, yeah, your streamer of the week, especially if you're in a league deep enough, or even like a Pavel Zaka, like a Micah Kupfel division. Well, actually, they're both taken. Doc was just taken recently, so that might not even be helping you at all. We might have to look, who's the Brazo over on Montreal for those of in deeper leagues? Well... I guess Cole Caulfield's playing with Jake Evan and Alex Newhook. So you could be looking at, like, obviously Cole Caulfield is a good player. You want to have people playing with him. Though I don't really want to recommend streaming just based on that, just because the lines can change. But yeah, there's not really anyone who's been doing much of anything that you'll find available in any of your leagues. I've always had a soft spot for Caden Gooley, especially in a league like the Cupful, where we give points for, you know, blocks and shots. Like, he seems to be pretty solid for peripherals lately. It hasn't been especially exciting, but... Just as a hunch, and also, okay, especially if you like, you don't even have four defensemen, you know, so even on these busy days, you're potentially getting a guy. Like, I think you could do worse than Caden Gooley, though. Obviously, there are a lot of teams next week. I didn't mention this. Like, there's a ton of teams playing four games. Just a lot of them are playing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, which are all busy days. But yeah, if you have that extra D spot, then you don't have to limit yourself to Montreal or Boston or Vancouver, right? You can go for just any of these teams playing four games, and there's like more than half the league. So, like, it's actually more like 3/4 of the league. So, obviously, you could just take a look. Again, so that's why I said, like, take a look at your free agency, find someone exciting. I mean, Lane Hudson's also out there still, probably in a lot of leagues. Gets you an assist every now and then. Probably for Kakupful, it's not especially exciting, where there's a lot of different categories that give points and assists aren't like too much. But if you're in a league where it's just like, especially like a points only, I wouldn't be mad at Lane Hudson. I could see him getting 2 points in those four games, which isn't too bad for a defenseman. But yeah, I can't. Can't give you too much. Brendan Gallagher was on a bit of a hot streak for a while, so that was kind of fun. But you know, he's kind of slowed down a bit. He had 3 games in a row with a goal, then had an assist. Then after that, 2 pointless games. Did score a goal, though, in Montreal's last game against Edmonton, and we'll see how things finish up today against Vegas. Gallagher playing today with Josh Anderson and Christian Dvorak. This is a line of guys, like, I don't know, 5 years ago, I feel like we would have been interested in and been like, this is a fun, cool line. Now it's like a, looks like a solid third line for the Habs. So good for them. Yeah, let's go to the Vancouver Canucks as we continue down this road of, I don't know, potential streamers in this terrible week where I honestly don't even fully recommend going for a player on one of these teams. Because, like, once again, I'm saying, like, it might not be worth it, especially, yeah, I think I said it, like, if that second game is Sunday, so much can change by then. Like, are you really going to grab a guy just to hold who's not even, like, such an exciting player? Like, I love it when you can stream, like, a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know, get 3 off-day games and then even switch to someone else by the weekend. Ooh, or, like, a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday even. Oh, my God. I mean, this is not one of those weeks. Okay, Vancouver's got a guy. Here's my streamer of the week, if you can still get him. Kiefer Sherwood. He's our guy, right? With all the injuries and like players out of the lineup, obviously JT Miller is gone for personal reasons, which obviously is a huge hit to the team. Kiefer Sherwood has moved his way up. He's playing with Pettersson and DeBrusk on the top line. Sherwood has also been playing today on the top power play in this game against Ottawa with Pettersson, Garland, DeBrusk, Quinn Hughes. So look, that's our guy, right? And he's hot. This is what I said before about like you can't find people like this. Here's one. Top line, top power play, he's hot. Also, the nice thing about Kiefer Sherwood is even if he doesn't get a point, he might give you like 5-10 hits. He had 10 hits. In the last game against the Rangers, he had a goal, 7 shots, and 10 hits. What a stat line for freaking Kiefer Sherwood. Nashville loves just like, how did Vancouver get Kiefer Sherwood from Nashville? Was this a free agent? Or did he, get traded. Like, this looks like a really valuable player for the Canucks. I'm surprised that they were able to get him. But I guess, like, Nashville, I don't know, it just reminds me of how Ali Tolvanen, like, got sent for free. But anyway, I guess I could look it up, but that's not... It's not the goal of this podcast. So someone could go and look it up. I'm sure the Canucks fans are listening, being like talking about how great that, you know, acquisition was. They also got Lankanen on the cheap. So the Canucks didn't do that bad in the offseason. Like, I guess things haven't been like so amazing, but you can't, you know, a couple good depth guys they picked up. So Kiefer Sherwood, there you go. Streamer of the week, especially because unlike an Elias Lindholm or something, he's probably available to you if you're looking in Yahoo. It's 35% rostered. Actually, it's gone up quite a bit. A lot of that is probably from like categories leagues where his hits have just made him like rosterable since the start of the year. Jake DeBrusk, 32% rostered. Then you got Connor Garland at 29. So it's like, do they count? Garland has points in four straight. He'd be a great streamer also if you can get him. Obviously, even strength, it's not as exciting now that they're so shallow without JT Miller. If you're not playing with Pettersson, Garland is playing with Pugh Suter and Dakota Joshua. Welcome back to the league, Dakota Joshua, after coming back from his injury. Hasn't been super exciting. Only one assist so far in four games going into today against Ottawa. So yeah, where do we land? I want a piece of that top line. So if you can get a Jake DeBrusk, I know he was dropped in a lot of leagues. He hasn't been doing that much, but at this point he's top line, top power play. He's scored today against the Sens. So that's good. So get DeBrusk, get Garland, get Sherwood. If you can get one of those, I'm happy. I would prioritize getting DeBrusk or Sherwood just because those are the guys playing with Pettersson. Obviously that can change. But yeah, that's the Canucks and it's pretty exciting. And if you want to get a defenseman, Filip Hronek is like always out there. And is always like very blah, but he's like, he hasn't been that bad lately. He had a really rough start to the season. Now he has an assist today on the DeBrusk goal. That's a second straight game with an assist. Again, kind of like what I said before about Lane Hutson. Like, it really depends on your format. In some leagues, a Hronek is going to be like pretty useful to you. And in others, maybe not so much. Kakupful, maybe not so much because there's the lack of peripherals. He used to be good. When it was on Detroit, there was a stretch where Filip Hronek was really interesting. And he was obviously really great last year in Vancouver at the start, but that's because he was getting points like pretty much every single game. But yeah, if you need a defenseman, he's someone you can always look at. So, okay, hopefully I've given you some players to think about. If you want to get, you know, an early jump on getting a player who's going to give you at least two guaranteed games on light days. After the break, I'll take a look at some other teams that maybe are worth targeting. Though, once again, the caveat that maybe this is not the week to stream and this is the week to just try to get the, you know, the better players on your roster. But we'll be back in just a sec. You're listening to Matchup Maximizer. Watching a hockey game at home? Pretty good. Watching a game at a bar? All right. But watching a game live, there's nothing that beats it. And of course, you got to get a ticket if you want to go see the game. And that's where our friends at Game Time come in. Game Time has tickets for all events, concerts, shows, not just sports. And Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. I'm taking a look over in Toronto. We've got the Blackhawks coming over on December 2nd. That's going to be a fun game. Always great to get a chance to see a future superstar in Connor Bedard. I love that you can look at the game. I can see, okay, if I want to really go all out, what's the best deal? What can I get for, like, you know, 100 level? You see the view right on the app. It's amazing. You get that. You can also look at what are the best, like, the cheapest tickets, sort by, like, what's the best deal? It's like, top 5% in value. Like, it's got it all sorted for you so you can get the ticket that matches exactly what you're looking for. And again, like I said, I love being able to see the view of what exactly you're going to see. Game Time Picks shows you only the best values on tickets. They also have last-minute deals on tickets right up to the start of the event, and even an hour after it starts. They also have exclusive flash deals and sponsored deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Like I said, you can get anything over on Game Time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time! The 2024-25 NHL season still has that new car smell, and the action is heating up at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started at DraftKings Sportsbook. Try betting on something simple, like picking a team to win. You can also pick on a player to score a goal. You can bet on a whole bunch of things. And if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN. HPN stands for the Hockey Podcast Network for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Welcome back to the Matchup Maximizer. I am Elon Dubrovsky, and I'm here to talk to you about, look, like, what am I here to talk to you about? I guess, like I said, Tuesday and Sunday are the only good schedule days next week where you're going to be guaranteed to fit someone in. You might be able to fit someone in on Monday. There's only 22 teams playing, so you obviously have to check your rosters. I would love if there was a Monday, Tuesday player, and then if you had that spot on Monday, that could be a nice start. There's no Monday, Tuesday. There's just nothing. Something fun or good happening, basically. So I think the next best would be to target someone who plays Tuesday, and then, you know, you can reassess after that. So the games on Tuesday, there's only two games. There's Montreal against Utah, and then there's Boston against Vancouver. So we've talked about three of those teams. We haven't talked about Utah. So maybe you grab a Utah player, get the Tuesday game, and then move on from that. This is assuming that you can't fit someone on Monday, because otherwise grab one of the many teams playing on Monday. You know, you'll have a lot of good options. If you want to get someone from Utah, look, like, the biggest change that's happened recently on Utah is that Barrett Hayton has been bumped from the top power play and Logan Cooley is there. So if Logan Cooley is still available to you in your free agency, he becomes, you know, obviously a lot more interesting. I like a guy on the top power play. He's there right now. Who knows if he'll hold it, but he's obviously a super high pedigree guy. I expect going to be a star in the league sometime soon. Again, another one of these players who, depending on your league format, like, not super exciting just because it's not a lot of shots, but obviously he's also super young. Maybe the shots will go up. Cooley already has an assist today in the this game against Pittsburgh, where currently we're about halfway through and Utah's up 3-1. So good start for Logan Cooley. And yeah, I think that he's someone that, if he's available to you, he is only rostered in 32% of Yahoo leagues. So a lot of people listening might be like, blah, he's not even available to me. Stop wasting my time. In that case, look, you go with Nick Schmaltz. I've always liked Nick Schmaltz. I don't know why this year he's been so especially bad. He also has an assist today so far. Again, this is a guy top line, top power play, playing with Clayton Keller. So, I mean, that's what you'd want. And the fact that he's cold means good for you. That means Schmaltz is available. Again, another, like, assist heavy player. A lot of them in this episode, but that's what we get. And so, yeah, I definitely wouldn't be mad. Get Schmaltz, get the Tuesday game against Montreal. Hope that Montembeau blows up, or maybe they go primo. That's obviously your better bet. And then I guess after that, you probably just drop, because it'll be Friday and Saturday. But who knows? Maybe a Schmaltz or a Cooley, you add them and then you're excited. They have a good game. And the next thing you know, you're holding long term. I could mention Barrett Hayton here, who's back centering the top line with Keller and Schmaltz. I don't have any faith that he's going to. I mean, he's been there all season, hasn't done anything. Really deep cut here. Also, I can throw out Nick Bjugstad. You know, he scored a goal today. He scored this one goal for Utah against Pittsburgh so far. He's been scoring goals alternating games recently. So, you know, Bjugstad, obviously not a super high-end option, but he's going to play. He's going to play. So this is where we are right now. He's going to play the game. He's a guy that I think the team likes. He you know, he doesn't even play huge minutes, but he seems to find his way around some offense sometimes. So Nick Bjugstad, I don't know, could do worse. All right, what are we doing now? What am I going to tell you a bunch of Sunday players? I don't even think that's worth it. Maybe we should look at, I don't do this very much on Matchup Maximizer. What if we look at some, like, back-to-backs and see if there's, like, a goalie that we can target? Would that be a crazy thing to do? I'm sorry, I'm flying a bit off the seat of my pants. Like, I knew the plan of, like, going for these four teams with two off-day games. After that, like, look, again, it's just not a great streaming week. Look, so Boston goes Tuesday, Wednesday. You might want to take a look at Corpusalo. This is where we are. I hope. Okay, let me look at week 10. I'm just curious. Like, next week on Yahoo, what's that schedule like? Okay, this is something we'll be able to work with, right? Okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday are all light days, but not, like, so super light that no one's playing. You might even be able to stream in a player on the Thursday. That's going to be a good episode. I'm going to come with you with some really, like, interesting players that are going to get a lot of games for you. But here, I'm going to go and just tell you something about Jonas Korpisalo. If you have any faith in Boston kind of bouncing back a little bit, Korpisalo, look, he shut out Utah. Where was I? I missed that. That's cool. I guess Utah stinks. But yeah, 1-0 win over Vejmelka and the Utah Hockey Club a couple days ago on Thursday. So he'll get another chance. Will he be able to do it again? Korpisalo has been good in the past. He's actually looking pretty good. If you look at his game log, just in terms of fantasy points on Yahoo, we're looking like above 8 fantasy points in 3 of his last 4 starts. So you could probably do worse. And again, Vancouver and the Islanders, not 2 like super high scoring teams. That could be a good early week stream. And then you kind of reassess after that. Montreal, Caden Primo, I'm just going to say stay away from Caden Primo, even though they go Tuesday, Wednesday. And then that's it for those back-to-backs. There's going to be a bunch of back-to-backs though, Friday, Saturday. This is the kind of thing where, like, look, if a backup goalie on a team that's playing a back-to-back on Friday, Saturday gets a Monday start, then it's like, that's pretty sweet, because then you're getting 2 starts from a goalie that normally you wouldn't only expect 1 start from. So there's 22 teams playing Monday. How many of those? 1, 2, 3. I mean, I'm not going to count a lot, but there's like at least like looks like 10 teams that are playing also a back-to-back on Friday, Saturday. There's probably going to be 1 or 2 goalies that are going to play Monday and then also be available for that back-to-back that are like available in your free agency. So this would be a good strategy for you. Like just taking a quick look about who might be interesting to you. Like, you know, you look at the Islanders, if Varlamov gets that game on Monday against Detroit and then gets, you know, maybe the Buffalo game on Saturday, that's not too bad to get 2 games from a Semyon Varlamov. That could be okay. We'll see if, like, you know, the Kings, well, they have a whole issue with Kemper being injured, but Riddick might be available to you even like as, you know, a guy who might play 3 of those 4 games. So anyway, I'll let you take a look at the goalies. Honestly, there's no point in me going through every single team and telling you who are the potential backup goalies who will be available to you. Like Spencer Knight, I don't know. Bobrovsky's having a not great game today for Florida. Maybe Spencer Knight gets Monday. It is against Washington, tough opponent, though they don't have Ovechkin. But yeah, okay, look, I think I'm going to just wrap this up here. I'll have a mega show tomorrow with Brian where we'll give you a more in-depth look at a lot of players, not only focusing on the schedule here, which I think is what we need going into a week like next week. So good luck, everyone. Hopefully you pick up your wins this week. I guess go out and get your Toronto or Utah players who might be available in free agency for tomorrow. And they might all be gone at this point. It'll be fun to see how low people go. I know like Ian Cole has been taken in a bunch of leagues. That's where we are for this week. And then, yeah, good luck. I'll be curious to hear if anyone thinks that I missed like a really obvious good streamer. I'd be really interested to hear. Let me know in the Matchup Maximizer channel over on the Keeping Carlson Discord. Now is a fun time to become a patron of Keeping Carlson. If you're not one already, we've added another perk of like ad-free episodes for super supporters. Also, we are running low of our Cupful wait list. So if you know, missed out on playing in the Keeping Carlson Ultimate Patriot Fantasy League this year, there are like around this time of year, like all the teams that aren't doing that well, some of them unfortunately decided it's not for them. These players, you know, bail, but you know, hopefully in a nice way where they let us know. They say, I just don't want to manage my team anymore, which is totally cool and reasonable. But yeah, it's an opportunity for someone to come in on the wait list. And I think it's a good learning experience because then, you know, you'll take over a bad team. It's a fun challenge, right? To take over a team not doing well and see if you can turn it around. And if you can't, you've learned something. And then you next year, when you go into the drafts, you already have this like half a year or more so of experience. So I would definitely recommend, if you like feel a little bit like you missed out by not joining the Cupful, come on, become a patron, join the waitlist. I have a feeling you're going to get a team pretty soon. So we have other perks too. Just being in part of the community, I think, is a lot of fun. So check it out at keepingcarlson.com/patron. But with that, I will start preparing for the mega show tomorrow. Got a lot of fun games to watch here tonight. By the time you listen to this, most of the games will be over. Hopefully you'll all be happy with the results. Talk to you soon. Elon out.